You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. This is the Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. Thank you very much for listening to us tonight. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca. Also through the Android or iOS app for your smartphone. And also all the past, present, and future podcasts are at cjsf.ca/content/metal-meltdown. All right, we just listened to The Gems. They are from Sweden, another all-female band. And we listened to the song Queens, which is part of their brand new album Phoenix. Before that, we listened to Hirais from Germany, and we listened to the song We Owe No One, which is part of their 2023 album Dormant. And we started the set with our guests tonight, Stryker, with their song Circle of Evil, which is part of their brand new album Ultra Power. And yes. We will be chatting about 20 minutes with Tim, so stay tuned. More of great songs and new music coming up. So, let's just continue with that because we want to give you, well, El Doctor Misterio wants to give you your weekly doses of metal music. So let's continue to do so here at the Metal Meltdown.
Feels so strange. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I'm your host, El Dr. Mysterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca. Also through the new smartphone app for iOS and Android. And you can find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cgsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. All right, we just listened to Four Band from Brazil, and we listened to the title song from their brand new album Sanatorium. Before that, we listened to Loqueira from California in the United States, and we listened to the song In the Dark of Night, which is part of their 2023 album Dark of the Night. And we started the set with our guest Striker, and we listened to the song Give It All, which is part of their brand new album, Ultra Power. Excuse me. And now let's see if we can, if technology cooperates and we can make contact with Tim. So bear with us for a second here. Okay, we are here with Tim from Striker. How are you, Tim?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you very much for being with us tonight. We really appreciate it. How's the weather over there?
It's too cold to ride a jet ski, so that's unfortunate.
it's a good thing that, you know, you can measure by some kind of awesome activity to do on the snow, so, or outside, whatever. So
yeah,
that's cool, rather than degrees, which is, you know, very old-fashioned. It's pretty good. I can't remember if I chatted with you or not, but it was like a long time ago. And so I guess if you can tell us, for listeners that haven't, you know, listened to our interview a couple of years ago, a little bit of history about the band. You know, just how long you've been playing, how many, you know, LPs, EPs you have out, etc.
Yeah, sure. So I'm in the band Striker. I play guitar. We've been around for 15 years or so now, shredding hard, shredding and melting faces. We just released our seventh album. It's called Ultra Power, and it's ultra awesome. And yeah, we have, I think, four singles out from that album. It's kicking ass all over the world. Yeah, that's about it, I guess. That's our history. Catch us on tour soon. We'll be announcing tour dates soon.
Oh, that's great. That's very good. How did the name came about?
Striker. How did what come about?
How did the name of the band? Name? Yes.
I would just pick it out of a hat, man. band names are mostly meaningless. It just sounds cool, whatever. Moving on.
No, I see. Did you, have you had any issues with other bands having the same name? I know you picked it up like a while ago, so probably even before the internet. I mean, I don't want to say how long you've been around, but.
Yeah, we predate the internet, and we also predate jet skis. So, there's actually like a million bands named Striker. It's pretty crazy. I mean, I think if we could go back in time and make any decision, you know, maybe one of them would be to choose a different name or something. Because, I mean, even to this day, you know, if you go onto our Spotify or iTunes or whatever, every once in a while you'll see just like random songs pop up that are just like random, I don't know, what it, just whatever. Because there's all kinds of, there's, you know, 10 billion people on the planet, and everyone's a musician these days and can just put out music on the Spotify basically for free. So, I mean, there's all these different artists putting out stuff, and it, for whatever reason, ends up under ours because they didn't freaking bother to do a Google search about band names. So, you know, we do our best to keep that organized and get that all sorted out. But yeah, sometimes it can be a little challenging. There was a band from Vancouver, which is, you know, that's the next province over. We're from Canada, in Edmonton. And they were called Striker, and then funnily enough, they asked our bass player at the time, was like, "Hey man, are you guys cool if we call ourselves Striker too?" And our bass player was like, "Yeah, the more the merrier." Anyways, we made them change their name later because clearly you can't trust a bass player.
No, never. It's always the drummer, always.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So for this, well, not for this album only, but for, I guess, most of the composition activities, is, does somebody take care of riffs or take care of lyrics, or is it a collaborative effort?
It's pretty collaborative. Dan, our singer, does, I would say, the bulk of the writing for sure, especially on this album. Ultra Power was Ultra Dan, and yeah, he just had a lot of good songs. So, I mean, usually what we do is everybody just writes whatever they want, and then when it comes time to sort of narrow down what songs we're picking, we just sort of make a list, and whatever songs are at the top of the list, that's, you know, the songs we go with. So that's generally how we do it. You know, we've had lots of other writers or, you know, songs come and go and whatever. So, I mean, on different albums, it's, you know, maybe a little slightly different lineup in terms of writing credits. But for the most part, Dan, I would say, writes the bulk of the material.
I see. And do you happen to come back to songs that, you know, almost made it to the list? Does that happen to you as a band often, or has ever happened?
Sort of. I mean, we have, for us at least, it's very easy to write music. You know, we're constantly putting out music, and honestly, we probably have forgotten more demos than most bands will ever even create. So, I mean, there's hundreds of songs or song ideas that we've just forgotten. We can't find them on our Google Drive or whatever hard drive from 10 years ago, and it's just like, okay, whatever, I guess. You know, the main thing, my favorite writing tool is the trash can. It's, you know, just throw the songs out. It's probably the best thing you can do, is just get rid of it. It's not worth anything anyway. So, I mean, if the song's not good enough for you to remember it, then it's not a good enough song, so...
Yeah, I hear you. That's you reminded me about the, you know, when writers are trying to, well, excuse my repetition, write. And yeah, you know, you see all these scenes where, you know, they are throwing, you know, half pages or one-liners into the trash can because it's not good enough. So you remind me of that one. That's a great analogy. And I guess, you know, nowadays, I mean, I don't know, in the old days you had to, you know, actually record it into a tape or whatever, but now, you know, your phone, whatever, like there's plenty of ways to kind of record something and hear it later and see, well, if you liked it or not, or, you know, maybe it sounded good originally, but then, anyway, tons of tools now. Sure. Okay, and is there any theme on the new album, like, you know, the songs or the whole album as such, or not necessarily?
Yeah, the whole album is just about shredding and it being awesome. Monster trucks, shooting guns, riding jet skis, you know, stuff like that. That's basically, you know, we're basically like 90s Super Soaker, Nerf gun, American Gladiator, monster truck, heavy metal. So, I mean, yeah, if you can imagine, like, a heavy metal band in the back of a monster truck racing around a NASCAR track, that's Striker.
I'm pretty